Hi, this is Chaz Palminteri, and if you're thinking about getting your eyes done, the only person to see is Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada. I flew all the way from New York to be here, and Dr. Rothman did my eyes. And all I could say is, it's a miracle. I could see. You see Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada.
Living in Las Vegas starts now. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada, that groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home, the Living in Las Vegas podcast. And now your host, a man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was. Mr. Scott Whitney.
It's like a horror show here. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Living in Las Vegas. Oh, my God. I'm falling apart. The Living in Las Vegas. It's the Halloween edition of the Living in Las Vegas podcast on the Vegas Video Network. Come on now. I'm doing this because it looks like a horror show on my arm here. I'll be right with you. Go ahead, honey. Just tell them what's going on. Okay, I'm your host, Scott Whitney. And I'm joined by my naughty jelly sweet. You love her. I love her. She's kind of cute. And she's playing a little hurt today for y'all. Ladies and gentlemen, Mrs. Melissa Whitney. Big hand, everybody. Oh, look at her. Also joined today by the effervescent staff of the Vegas Video Network. I've got Pimpin' Wayne touching, what are you touching there, Pimpin' Wayne?
Knobs.
Touching knobs. And be careful with that, big fella. And of course I've got, I forgot to start my timer. Stand by. We've got all kinds of technology going on up here now. Okay. Blink, and that worked really well. Go. There it is. And we've got, of course, Jacob Cannon, the effervescent Jacob Cannon over there. Big hand for Jacob. We've missed Wayne, and now Wayne is setting the exposure. Now I'm on fire. Before, I was dark and sad. Now we're on fire. Hey, thanks to who?
Everybody.
Everybody, and right. I know what you're thinking, LASIK Nevada.
Yes.
Because if it wasn't for LASIK Nevada, I couldn't see you right now. Wait a minute, I'm still wearing glasses. Well, that actually what happened was I went to go and they were going to help me, but I'm not a candidate because I'm slow. I just, no one loves me anymore.
What are you doing?
It's been a rough day today. I'm hearing so many stories of doom and gloom today. I'm being positive because Jacob told me to. Here's what we're going to do today. We're going to talk about a couple of things. First of all, we're going to talk about, remember last week we talked about the Royal House. We didn't really mention the Barrymore much because Melissa and I had a chance to eat there last month for my birthday. We're going to give you a little insight into the Barrymore. And then we're going to talk about our big Saturday night out. It wasn't Saturday, it was Monday night out. It was our dinner and a show night is what I meant by that.
It was lovely.
Where we got to go check out Oscar's Beef Booze and Broads. And then we went to the Smith Center for the Performing Arts and saw a fancy band there. That was fun, huh? And we're going to talk about all those things. But first, hello to the studio audience.
Yay!
Which is getting more and more bigger as the day goes on.
Studio audience of three.
That's right. Oh, that's good. Now they know. I wanted them to think there was 100.
There might be, but there's a special
but
three.
But that was really not good. Also, hello to the live chat. Live chat being banned by Pimpin' Wayne. Let me see Wayne.
Yummy.
There he is. Good looking man.
Did you say yummy?
Yummy.
I thought you said yummy.
Oh,
like,
no.
Yummy.
Yeah, for me. Yeah, I'm just.
Oh.
And, hey, we got good news and bad news here. First of all, good news. We just learned that Brad and Christina are having a boy.
Wow. Are they okay with announcing that on their show?
They are. They said I could. And they,
he's got a willy.
He has a willy. Yeah, that's kind of cute.
He has some bits.
Yeah. Junk, actually.
He's got some junk.
We had this debate before the show got started. We're like, it's junk for guys. Because Brad's running around going, let me see the junk. Okay. I said, what about if it's a girl? And then we were kind of debating what's it called for girls.
It's well, what junk. Did you decide?
Naughty bits.
And men have?
Junk. Have you seen it? It's not very pretty.
That, yeah.
It's a little junky. So that's the good news. And they're so cute, the Brad and the Christina. Because they're like, well, he's going to be a third. And I'm like, wait a minute. I wasn't named after my dad, so it wouldn't be a third. It'd be Junior, Scott Jr. Well, it doesn't matter. Anyways, that's the good news.
That's the kind of day you're having.
Yeah, it's been going a little sideways on me.
It's been a fantastic day, though, right, Jake?
So here's the negative Nelly news. We're going to jump right into this because we're a little angry about this.
We're a little pissed.
We're going to get right into this. So last Saturday, I had a chance to, I was kind of on my own. I was, you know, a single guy hanging out.
I was traveling.
You're traveling. And so I went and did a few things, one of which is I went and saw the Andrew Dice Clay show. This is over at the Riviera. Now, I got there before the show started, so I went to this lounge, and I watched this band called Metal Elvis, which was really a great band.
You had fun there.
Had a real good time. And you know, so I checked in with the Foursquare Metal Elvis. And actually, I wrote the best version of Eruption I've ever seen a guitar player.
Yeah, I saw that.
It was real good. And still feeling pretty good here. And I was looking at the Facebook. I'm like, Dave and Alicia have checked in to watch Metal Elvis. Metal Elvis? I'm watching Metal Elvis. I'm like, hey, wait a minute. Oh, there's Dave and Alicia. So we went and hung out with them, and Dave told me a story of gloom, of sadness, of bad karma.
Gonna have bad juju.
I feel like I'm going to be in charge of the karma police here, for a variety of reasons. And here's one of them that I think's crazy. So we may have talked about it. I'm not sure if Dave talked about it on his show or not, but he booked a deal for the Nancy Ray Guns at the Carnival Court. Carnival Court's in between Imperial Palace and Harris.
We used to like to go there to meet people.
We would meet a lot of
centrally located.
Yeah, it's a nice outdoor place. Yeah. It's easy to get to. We met all the people who would come and want to meet us. We would go there.
So
he got a gig there. And so I'm not sure how it came up, but we were talking about the stuff. And he said, kind of out of the blue, I'm no longer with the band. Wait a minute. That's your band, I thought. It is your band. And what happened? So, here's the story.
Which is totally crap because they just got this deal.
Well, I'm going to tell you the whole story.
And he was
about
the only local guy in the band.
Yeah. So I talked to Dave. I'm like, that's BS. This was going to be the dark blue version of the Living in Las Vegas podcast. I decided not to. I won't cuss. But I'm like, that's BS, man. What's up with that? And he kind of explained it to me. I'm like, man, I think people should hear about this because this is
bad karma.
And
the best friend and his best man.
Yep. And Miss Skip Ahead, you're going to take away all my...
Oh, I'm
my
pissed. Goodness.
All right. So here's what he wrote. So I said, hey, I wrote to Dave, hey, is it okay if I bring this back up again? Because, you know, we were talking about it on Saturday. You know, maybe you've had, you know, time to think about it. No. He's pissed and I'm pissed. So here's what he said. Here's what he wrote down. First of all, he put this whole thing together. The Nancy Ray Guns came about because of Dave, right? He came up with the concept, the name. He designed the costumes, the website. He found the members of this band. He did all of it. He is the genesis of all that is Nancy
Ray
Guns.
They're pretty ungrateful.
He made the video for these guys. Now, the Fremont gig, that was their big first gig. He got the gig for them. Because he was here, he was a local. None of those guys were local.
He's the one that has all the contacts.
Right, he's the guy. So the summer gig ends, he tells me, and three of them decide to come to Vegas. So first of all, he was a Vegas guy. He got the Fremont gig. The other three guys, who all live in, you know, elsewhere, they decide, hey, let's move to Vegas and form a band without him. Now we can just stop right there if you'd like.
Did he know this?
Yes. So the vibe behind that, just behind that by itself, is just pretty lame. It's pretty weak. So he did know that, and not surprisingly...
What kind of band was that, I wonder?
I don't know. But he was a little pissed. He was a little hurt, and he said, okay. I'm not going to hang out with you guys anymore as friends. I mean, these were, as a matter of fact, one of them was the best man in his wedding, for the love of God, right? So, from a karmic perspective, a little
not
sad.
Looking good.
But he's like, okay, all right, you know what? Maybe you're not the guys I want to hang out with and be buddies and have a beer with, but business is business. You know, we've put this band together. They were very successful down at Fremont. Let's keep the train rolling. He's going to keep going out and hunting business, which he did. So he kept working, you know, got him the gig over at the Carnival Court at Harry's property. But unbeknownst to him, the singer was, who's the best man, was singing all kinds of problems, issues among the other people's dissenting against David. So this is all happened behind David's back.
So not the woman?
No. It's the singer guitar player.
Yeah, yeah. With the blonde hair?
I don't know what his hair color is. Red, like hell from where he will be. So when it was time for, so I'm just going to read this now. When it was time for the gig, they had already contacted the booker behind his back and replaced him. What? Who does this?
Wow.
I just don't get it. So I guess what happened was they weren't real happy with the fact that he wasn't happy with how they treated him in the first place. And so they just said, well, screw it. We're going to dump him. So here's the deal.
Wow.
I've seen the band, and it's a collective play. There are some talented guys there. They've put that thing together. By the way, all the videos, that computer, what was that computer called? Do you remember? Something 2000 or the... Yeah. The lips that you see singing, those are Alicia's lips. And the voice you hear coming from her is actually Alicia's voice. So it's Dave and Alicia.
That's horrible.
Right. So,
who does that to people?
Well, and you know, and Alicia had brought up a point that I thought was interesting, which was, you know, this is a small musician community here in Las Vegas, and there's a good chance that people are going to get wind of this.
I hope so.
And they're going to recognize that these guys and gal really
aren't ethical.
Don't treat people well. You know, so I'm in business. A lot of us are in business. And what you're trying to do when you run your own business is do the right thing. You commit, you do what you commit to. If you're going to commit to something, do it. Do the work. And if you have a business problem, you should look them in the eye, have a conversation with them, and tell them what's going on. What you should not do is go behind the back. And that's exactly what happened to Dave. And Dave is the nicest guy in the world. He is not going to fight. He's not going to yell. He's not going to scream. He's just going to, it just happened to him. And it pisses me off that would happen to him, because he's a nice guy. And he's working his ass off trying to make this. I mean, he's out there trying to do this for a living. And he's out working and hunting and killing it. And this thing happens to him. So I'm pissed. So here's what I propose to everybody who might go and see Nancy Reagan.
Well, I hope that people don't go and see.
I don't know. Oh, yes, one. Okay, here's what I propose. Don't go. Because it's
don't
not really
show
cool.
up.
Don't go, don't show up.
They're crappy people.
But if you do
go, don't show
we
up.
Have an idea. We think you should bring a sign. And the sign should say, where's Dave? Where's Dave? Where's the guy that started the band? Where's the guy that created the band? Where's the guy that created the costumes? Where's the guy that did the videos? Where's the guy that brought all you guys to Vegas in the first place? Where's the guy that's going to heaven? Where's Dave? So to Dave, we say we're sorry about that. And to you guys in the Nancy Reagans, you guy and a gal, tisk, man. Tisk. You could do better than that. All right. I'm done.
I hope they crash and burn.
Me too. Speaking of crashing and burn, Melissa's playing Hurt. You're a reindeer with a bad wing or a bad hoof, right? You got the bronchitis.
I got the bronchitis.
And so, but you're playing Hurt. So a big hand for Melissa for playing Hurt. We appreciate the effort.
I want a blanket.
And one more thing I want to talk about before we get into Barry Moore's.
You look hurt too.
I do now because, you know, you guys made me cover up the wound. It wasn't that bad before. Is Wayne and I were talking before the show, and he's. So, you know, March Madness is happening, right?
Wayne, are you so excited?
Absolutely. I'm on vacation from work. I specifically take these 3 days off.
Seriously?
Just so I can do nothing but have some libations and some college basketball.
Oh, my God. I love it.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
So he said, I go, so what are you doing? He goes, well, I'm hanging out with a buddy on the strip. We're staying at, what, Rio a couple of days? Was that what it was?
Yep, Rio Wednesday, Thursday, and the Imperial Palace Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And then he told me something that I thought was the coolest thing that a casino would allow him to do. I said, so what? He goes, he's comped. And I said, well, are you a kind of a gambler kind of guy? He goes, no. What they allow you to do, what Caesars allows you to do with their total rewards is you can combine total rewards from two different people and apply it to one thing, like rooms. Did you guys know that? I didn't know that. So what they're saying is...
Share a room?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you do. Because, quite honestly, no disrespect to the people at Imperial Palace, but that wouldn't be my first choice if I was going to stay on the Strip. However, how it works is my friends from Detroit, they have a Caesars property up there, so he does a little play up there. Every now and then when my wife and I are on the Strip, you know, I'll throw $20 into a machine. So nothing huge on my end. But what you do is you go on their website, you put in your player's card number. It brought up rates of, I think, like $40 one night, $90 the next night. Then there's a spot you can put in companion. So you put in companion, so he put in my rewards number, and then it actually takes that down to comp, comp, comp. So you can take the two different accounts. I mean, we're not related or same name or anything like that. We're just friends. So he puts in his, he puts in me as the companion. And then when we go to check in, they just use both of our cards together to combine the rewards for comp stay on the Strip.
Really cool.
So you got to say that the folks over at Caesars probably got that's clever. And it's called Total Rewards, right?
That's their loyalty program is the Total Rewards.
That's the coolest thing I've seen.
I think that's a great idea.
And it's smart.
And so you're like on a man vacation.
Yeah, and like Scott said, it's smart. Because two guys together on the Strip for college basketball, what are we going to do?
We're going to eat, drink, and gamble
the whole
perfect.
Time.
Perfect.
Yeah.
If you only like shopping in a spa, you'd be like the quadfecta.
So congratulations to Caesars for letting that kind of thing happen. And it, you know, makes me want to
be graced with Wayne's presence.
Well, that's probably part of the good. Oh, wait, phone's ringing. What? Yes. Karma Police? No, they're Nancy Reagan. Okay, good. Telling ya, gonna come back and get ya. All right, talking about some good news. Barrymore's. We talked about them before, a little bit last week when we had Bob on the show, and these guys are getting press out of just amazing amount of press. Pretty much every paper and every magazine here locally has talked about them. It's kind of the shining star right now for the Royal House, and we decided to go check them out for my birthday dinner. I won't go into great detail here, but to say that it's probably one of the coolest rooms, restaurant rooms, here in Las Vegas right now. So
I loved it.
It was outstanding. Here's a picture of Melissa and myself in my...
It was so cool in there.
You know what's funny about that picture is, you know, we gave the camera to the waiter, And he rearranged the glass, and he rearranged the salt and pepper and the
candle. He set everything up. He set the stage.
He wanted it just right for that shot, which I thought was really cool. But so that room is fascinating. It's really, really small.
Intimate.
Yeah, or intimate. So I'm a big booth guy. Love booths. So 66% of the seating there are booths, which means there are 9 total tables in all of the Barrymore. Just 9. There's 3 booths on one wall, 3 booths on the other wall, and then 3 tables in the middle. So you've got a great chance of getting a booth. And then the food and the service is outstanding. First of all, the wine list, they do something that's, I think, the brightest thing I've seen for a very nice higher-end restaurant, and that is they've got this 50 under 50 wine list. So really good. I mean, I forget what wine we get a Malbec like we normally do. We did.
Yeah, it's actually on the table in the picture on the table.
Oh, that's right. Bring that table back up.
Waiter was excellent, by the way. Didn't you say he was great?
Yeah, he was great. So that's the wine. I can't really tell what it is there, but 50 under 50. So you know, some of the best wines, $50 or less, which is a reasonable price for a nice restaurant here in Las Vegas. So we picked, I think it was a Malbec, and the wine was outstanding. The service was excellent. One of those, you know, it's one of those waiters who are, there are certain waiters who you know that that's not their job.
He's not smart. He wasn't smarmy.
Well, yeah, but you know it's not his job. You know that he's an actor, or wants to be an actor, or he wants to be a performer, or a singer, or a musician, or whatever. And I got nothing against those folks. I mean, I get it. But there are some restaurants that you go to, and the people are, the wait staff tends to be a little older. And they're professional food servers, and they're proud of it. That's what they do. And this waiter was one of those guys. I forget his name, kind of a foreign name, accent kind of guy, but this is the nicest guy. Whatever you said was the best choice ever. Oh, you're having the flank steak? Great choice, Mr. Whitney. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. And I had a skirt steak. That's what it was. Oh, Caesar salad. So I love the Caesar salad, and I especially love tableside Caesar salad. They don't make it tableside, so I'm like, well, it's a test. I'll go ahead and check your
You were not
salad.
Helpful.
I wasn't. And it came out, anchovies. Oh, hello. I miss
hello,
you.
Hello, my little salty
hello, my
friends.
Little salty fishies. First bite, I'm like, wait a minute. That can't be right. Second bite. Could this be? It was. The best tasting Caesar salad I've had in Las Vegas.
Wait, was it as good as the one you had in Mexico?
In Las Vegas.
Not really?
No, Mexico was a long time ago.
See, I think it might be your best.
It might have been the best.
It might have been the best ever.
I was pretty freaked out about how good it was.
Yeah, you stabbed me when I tried to get some.
I don't think I stabbed you. I may have pushed you aside.
You threatened me.
Please don't touch this Caesar. This is a good Caesar. But it was outstanding. Outstanding. Oh, and then the other great test, veggies. We like the asparagus. We sound very healthy, huh? You can tell by this look that I'm extremely healthy. The asparagus, we like the asparagus.
We do.
You know that for some people, when you pee after eating asparagus, it doesn't have a different smell? Last week, we talked about poop color. This week, asparagus and pee. See? Look at us. Isn't that fun?
See, it doesn't smell.
Not every, but yours doesn't? See? It's because you have a certain enzyme, so little Scotty will likely
How
not
weird.
Have that problem either. Okay. Anyway, so the issue with asparagus is always it's cold the minute it shows up on the table.
They roast it or grill it or whatever.
They grow, but yeah, it shows up and you go to have it. It's like, well, it's just cold, and it gets cold pretty fast. They solve that problem. Why? They put it in this big metal, I don't know,
cast iron tray
that's, you know,
hot.
Glowing red when they do it. It's awesome. So, asparagus, hot the entire evening. What do you think of that?
I thought it was great.
How? What did you eat? Do you remember your main entree? What was it?
Sea bass.
And it was?
Delicious.
My skirt skate was good. And did we have breakfast? Oh, wait, breakfast. Did we have dessert? We did. And it was a birthday thing, as I recall.
They brought it out.
What was it?
It's a birthday surprise.
What was it? You don't remember, do you?
Do you?
Nope. Okay, so that probably could have gone better. It was almost a month ago. What do you want from me? It was pretty.
I didn't think you'd go down there.
What was it? It was chocolate. Tiramisu! Was it? Okay. Yeah, it was, and we'll talk about that in a moment.
Well, anyways, I love the room. The thing
Great
about
room.
This room that I love is a couple things. Nobody looks bad in there. The lighting
is dark.
Fantastic. It's like a baby blue velvet, like booth, and then it has like a heavy sort of tapestry wallpaper, heavy curtains. But on the ceiling, it's a grid of all these old, the old movie reels.
Can you bring up that website?
Which was really cool. How
Maybe it'll show it.
The ceiling.
The website.
Yeah, it was
a great
really
picture
nice.
Of it. Yeah, it's a great picture of it that you can kind of see it in that shot. So just under the word Barrymore, yeah, you'll see a bunch of old-fashioned movie reels that are mounted up on the ceiling. Like they're gold, big, giant movie reels.
Yeah.
Very, very cool.
And the lighting in there is spectacular.
It is.
Everybody looks great. And it's not like chandeliers. They're tiny little lights.
It's like little LED lights that go around.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
One tip, try to get a booth if you can. Can you show our picture one more time? I'm not sure if this shows up or not. But you can see. If you look at the table, you'll see how there's a center spot there. So every booth table has a light. a spotlight that comes down so it's easy to read the menu. The three tables in the middle don't have those lights. So you're often provided a flashlight. So if you don't like the flashlight thing, what was that place that we went to? Kappa's did the flashlight.
Capos.
So you're going to need a flashlight if you're gonna try to read your menu on the inside.
They do.
Or maybe you should bring your own. Maybe one of those wind-up ones. That'd be fun. That'd be great. No.
What'd you think of the I understand that there's always a lot of debate about the eagles.
All right, so there's big brass eagles, and what they're telling us is 50% in between every booth, and 50% of the people like it, and 50% of the people think it's hideous. And we kind of thought it was interesting. It was nice. Oh, and there's something else that you'll notice.
I thought made it whimsical and kind of weird.
You'll also notice there's a lot of bullets in there. Remember we bumped into the guy, the lighting guy? So we bumped in as we were leaving. We bumped into the guy who did all the lighting for the Barrymore. And he goes, did you see all the bullets? I'm like, no. So he went back. He goes, he showed us the bullets. So there's bullets in the design all over the place. If you look
mostly in the bar.
The door, the feet of the bar.
You know what else we didn't talk about? They have an outdoor patio where you can have cocktails.
I had a business.
And they have a nice little bar. It's not huge. It's small, intimate.
Yeah.
And they have an outdoor patio.
Well, I went there on Saturday. I had a business.
Oh, is that where you went?
Yeah, I had a business.
Fantastic little patio.
Yeah, yeah. And it's very, very nice. And
I'd like to go hang out there.
We should. They got a little firewall on the side.
Yeah, it's great.
It's pretty cool. So Barrymore, like everybody else, it's very, very good. Try to get a booth.
It was packed there too, like.
Oh, that was a good point.
It's hard to get in, so make reservations.
We got in early. We went in there about 5:30. Was that right?
Yeah, we went early.
It was 5:30, and all the tables but one of the center tables was full. That got full by probably 6-ish, and then the whole place was full the rest of the night.
I mean, I guess somebody could cancel, but. I think this is a pretty hip scene, and I think, you know, definitely call, make reservations, or use open
table. Yeah, we used open table. It was no problem. So it's good. They're doing good work there. They continue
really
to do
great.
So.
I really liked it.
Good food. And so that's the Barrymore. And we're going to take a 30-second break, and we're going to talk about our dinner and a show night from last night with the Cannons, as a matter of fact. This is Living in Las Vegas on the Vegas Video Network. We'll be right back.
Traditional media believes that after about 3 minutes, you'll tune out. Most Vegas media companies think if it doesn't jiggle, you won't tune in. At the Vegas Video Network, we think both are wrong. The Vegas Video Network is the first and only live online broadcast network that specializes in insider news and expert views about Vegas. We combine great storytelling with the ability to watch when and where you want, on your computer, mobile device, or television. Discover the real Las Vegas. Visit VegasVideoNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the Living Las Vegas podcast. I'm Scott Whitney, Melissa Whitney. And hey, if you want to reach out to us, several ways to do so. You could send us an email at onairq@livinginlv.com. That's onairq@livinginlv.com. If you want to hear your dulcet tones, we're not doing the toll-free number anymore. What? Well, it's still there, and if you call, we'll take the call. But we've got a cooler, faster way to do it. If you go to our website, any page on the website, look to the right side, you'll see this big red linky thing. If you click on it, boom! It brings up a little thing like that. And look, you can record a voicemail on our website. What? That's the magic of technology. That's what you want to do. So just click the little start recording button. You leave a message. We get emailed. And all of a sudden, boom, you're rich and famous. Of course, you can hit our Twitter feed, which is Vegas Video NTWRK. And what else do you want to do? Well, of course, the live chat, ladies and gentlemen. Live chat right there. Of course, if you want to watch us afterwards, you can check us out on VegasVideoNetwork.com, Roku, iTunes, YouTube, and every Friday night, KSHB from 8 till midnight. Cool. Dinner and a show, baby. You got to do two things this week, this yesterday, actually, that we have yet to do. So this is very exciting for me. And first place we went to was the new Plaza Hotel, the new and improved Plaza Hotel, and a little restaurant called Oscar's. Now, I mispronounced it.
We don't want to say boob.
Oscar's Beef, Booze, and Broads. There it is right there. This is the new Oscar Goodman restaurant. He's provided his name and likeness for the place. This used to be Firefly, one of our favorite restaurants. It's in that big dome on the outside. As a matter of fact, the logo of the plaza that you just saw there, that logo really depicts the big dome that used to have Firefly. That was the restaurant that you saw in the movie Casino.
Used to be a swimming pool.
Used to be a swimming pool. And now it's Oscar's Steakhouse, or Oscar's Beef, Booze, and Broads. And so we decided to go check this place out. And we did. We went there with the Cannons.
The
lovely Cannons. And we had what time was our 5:45 reservation, a little early.
Yeah, it was a little rushed.
It was a little rushed.
But we had things to do.
We did. We're busy. And so a couple things that I learned. First of all, you know when you get in there. Oh, there it is. Yeah, beautiful picture there. Well done, production team. Well done. So the first thing is that we got there a little early. And they said, well, you know, our rule is we don't seat the party until the entire party is there. So he wasn't there. Jacob lied. He didn't. And we said that Melissa was in the bathroom.
Which is where I usually am.
Right. So we said, because she was still driving from work. And so we got seated. Table, pretty good.
Table's awesome.
We've eaten in the same place at Firefly, so it's the outside table, right on the window. Fremont is right there. It's just a great spot. What have they done to the place? Well, they've painted it, new carpet, kind of a brown, you know.
New chandeliers.
Chandelier.
It looks completely different to me.
Yeah,
I mean, it's the same shape.
It's not. Yeah, it's the same shape. It is the same shape. Spaceship.
But all the colors and everything are different.
Yeah, it's very nice. And so the reason why, I now know why they don't want to seat you until the whole party's there, because we kept stalling, and they were probably fed up with hearing me stall. Where, is your party here? Well, she's in the bathroom. Where is she? Is she going to come back later? Yeah, I texted her, what do you want? Oh, she'll have a Diet Coke. So I could get why they probably didn't like us doing that. So we'll never do it again. We'll wait until you get here.
Okay.
So we ordered our starters. I had a Caesar salad. Nope. It's not a Barrymore Caesar. It's not a Gold Steer Caesar. It's not a Delmonico Caesar. And it's not a Mexican Cancun Caesar. Taste like a Caesar, really. It wasn't that great. It was huge.
Funny, I tasted it. I didn't think
it was big. So they get points on
bad.
Big. But it wasn't great. I want great. By the way, when you walk in, there's a wall full of pictures of Oscar, and it's kind of cool, but, you know, old pictures of him in that movie and all kinds of, that's pretty cool. And we actually saw Mrs. Oscar, which is not her
Carolyn
name.
Goodman.
Carolyn, the mayor of Las Vegas. Yeah, she was there, hanging out, just chatting in the bar. So, Caesar salad, could have been better, I felt. What did you order? Do you remember?
I had New York strip.
And how was it?
I thought it was great.
Thank God. Was it as good as you've ever had it?
No.
Okay, but it's great.
Well, it tasted delicious to me.
All right.
The flavoring, the rub or whatever was on there, it was delicious. It was cooked perfectly.
We talked about
for me.
The place last week.
The thing?
I didn't like the rub.
Oh, my God. That rub last week was horrible. But the seasoning was great. The meat was really tender, had great flavor.
Right.
I really like ribeye, so this is part of my problem. So I really like ribeyes.
Right.
And they have a ribeye there.
Well, it's not a ribeye, no. Actually,
but
thanks for bringing that up.
60-some ounces or some crazy thing. 22
ounces. But it wasn't on the menu, though. It wasn't on the menu.
22-ounce ribeye for 60-some dollars.
Crazy.
Now, if we were going to share it, that'd be one thing. I think it's weird it's not on the menu.
Right.
And I can't eat. Couldn't even finish my New York strip. I wasn't very hungry.
Yeah. It was.
What am I going to do with a 22-ounce piece of meat?
I think we had them a little. I think we think that they may have thought we were critics. Here's why I believe that. So I got the wine list. You know, the waitress handed me the wine list. She's walking away. And I look at the wine list. And there's like a little, you know, tomato stain on the bottom of the wine list. What are you going to do? So I happened to just show it to Jacob and Sally. I'm like, oh, look, I think they had pizza. Or spaghetti, I think I said. And the waitress saw me do that, and she went, whoo! She rushed back, took the wine list, gave me another one. I'm like, okay, fine, cool, all right. And Sally looks at her glass. It's like a little piece, a small little piece of lint on the top of the glass. Glass comes away. New glass there. And there's a third thing that happened. I forget.
It wasn't anything wrong with the plate.
No, it was a little itty bitty teeny weeny little black speck.
But it was just part of the paint.
Yeah, and she's like,
but there was nothing wrong. There was literally nothing on the plate.
That's crazy.
So Sally did the only thing that was really. Sally had a dirty fork. Mm. Everything else seems minor to me.
So I had pork chops. Pork chops were good. A little overcooked for me, but I think you overcook pork chops so you don't kill the staff or kill the customer. And Jacob, what did you have? Do you remember? Was it good? And Sally had?
Salmon,
which was served. It was served on this wooden plate, like a wooden rectangle thing.
It was grilled on the plank.
Oh, was it grilled on that? Oh, that's so cool. So that was my favorite looking dish of all of them. Was it good? I think it was good.
It looked good. Well, I didn't want to taste it because I'm germy. But,
right.
I thought that my New York strip had excellent flavor.
So it was good.
Do we need to talk about the sides, though?
And we said we do. We had three sides. Let's talk about your favorite side, which of course would have been
mac and cheese.
So Melissa makes some mac and cheese.
That is phenomenal.
But that's really.
You hate it. I know you don't like it.
It's quite frankly the worst food you've ever made. I love you. I love you even more because you're playing hurt. But it really is the worst meal ever.
It's good.
Nobody likes it. Nobody likes it. Everybody loves you.
I'm going to make a big dish and bring it in.
Don't do it.
I am.
We like to keep the people here who are here.
Part of the problem is it's a homemade recipe.
But that was homemade.
It's not Kraft macaroni and cheese.
You know how Kraft macaroni and cheese has the cheese on everything? Let's say that's the number one rule for macaroni and cheese, is that if you have melted cheese, it should cover all the macaroni. Let's just say that. Your macaroni and cheese has like those little sea cell macaronis off the side. And then you have a big clump of weird cheese on the other side of the same pot. I don't even know how you do it. You got cheese over here, macaroni over here. Now they're macaroni and cheese.
The cheese mixes with the milk.
But it doesn't. Yours
it's
really
so good. You don't know.
It's don't ever bring it here.
I'm gonna make some.
It's al dente.
I'm gonna make some. You guys are gonna be like, this is spectacular.
Like, you're supposed to mix it together, that's part of the deal. No, that's not part of the deal. Proof, Oscars. How was that macaroni and cheese?
Very good.
It was probably some of the best macaroni and cheese I've ever had, ever. Right? Ever. And part of it was because they understand that the cheese should actually be on the macaroni at all times. At all times. I'm not being mean, I'm just being honest. No?
Try it. You should just say it's al dente.
It was good. And it was tasty. It had a little, it was like a little, on the top.
You hear how he keeps going on and on and on.
But it was
on.
Really good. You went on and on about how good it was.
You're going to get.
I got a hurt arm.
You're getting.
I'm wounded.
Guess what you're having for dinner tomorrow night?
Macaroni. I'm going to get macaroni with no cheese is what I'm going to be getting. It's not fair. Jeez. I hate this. Anyways. So, macaroni and cheese was good. Not as good as yours. I have that sound. But it was good. And the other thing we had was,
mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes were pretty good, I thought. Asparagus. Come on now. Asparagus. Two rules for asparagus. It should taste good, and it should be hot. Of the two, they only missed both of them. It wasn't hot, and it didn't taste good. It tasted like...
Did you like it, Jake?
I was going to say your macaroni. It was bad. What?
What was your favorite side?
Mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah. So mac and cheese is a favorite overall. So great mac and cheese, good mashed potatoes. Don't bother with the asparagus.
You want to talk about dessert?
And, oh, yeah. See, we should mic Jacob because he said, he goes, ooh, it was horrible.
So you should mic.
We were a little rushed. We had to go to the show, but we said, hey, you know what? Let's go ahead and get ourselves some dessert. So the girl shared a chocolate something? What was it? Do you remember?
Mousse.
Chocolate mousse. And the boy shared a tiramisu. Again, one of the things I measure great dessert by. And you're not hearing the rumblings of horrible in the production area here. So the tiramisu was like two clumps, I don't know, two things, mounds of tiramisu. And so it was right there, and we both dived into it. And we both did this kind of like, we both like dived in, took a bite, and went, oh, we're going to be late for this. So instead, what men do is, you know, what smart, sophisticated men would do is go, well, we're not going to have this. What Jacob and I did is we went, we got 5 minutes. Boom! We basically figured that if we ate it fast enough, we're not going to taste it. So we ate it. It was really not good. Really not good. So tiramisu, a miss.
The mousse was good. It was mousse.
It was so chocolatey.
Would
fuzzy.
I be like dying to go back and be like, I've got to have that mousse again? No. I think they probably need to do a little work on their dessert.
Their dessert chef, if he's a separate or she's a separate person, should be given more hugs, so she'll do it better or he'll do a better job.
Would you go back?
I don't know. I don't like a $60 ribeye. That's a problem for me.
So that's a problem for me too. And my New York was very, very good. But unless you're not going to share a ribeye.
I don't know that I would. Hard to say. It's great.
I mean,
to
we could have shared a ribeye.
I would. If we shared, I might go if it was great. Did they cook it right for you? Was it the right amount of pinkness? All right. Because the macaroni and cheese was very good, and the service was good, and the view is outstanding.
So the ambiance in there is great. The bar area looks fantastic, too.
The fact that the mayor was there was kind of fun.
It had a beautiful three chandeliers in the middle.
Yeah, so it's got some good stuff. I'm not sure that... Oh, look at that. There's three chandeliers.
I think we have to give it another try.
We probably will. Maybe we'll just get macaroni and cheese, and I'll take it home with me. And I'll put it in the refrigerator, and then when you make yours, I'll swap the two. No one will know.
I was going to let him talk to me this way.
No. Sorry.
I'm injured. I'm sick.
It's their fault. I'm still upset about this. All right. Or something. Who knows? Who cares? It doesn't matter. All right. The reason why we went to Oscar's is not to taste what was the second best macaroni and cheese I've ever had, but was to go to the Smith Center for the Performing Arts because its grand opening was this Saturday. There it is. I was there. As a matter of fact, look at this. Camera two. Look. You see that? Almost. I was there. See that? I was there. Fun. So we were there. And we got to see Bela Fleck and the Flecktones. Now, this is a beautiful property. Stunning. Just stunning.
I think I was blown away by it. It's a performance center. What do they call it?
Arts Center. It's the Smith Center for the Performing Arts is the name of it. It's got, you know, the main performing arts place where we were at. They have a jazz club that we haven't seen yet. Which is actually a much bigger jazz club from the pictures I've seen than I expected. But it's beautiful. So we've taken some pictures here to kind of walk you through our first time. We got in there, we were a little tardy, so we were a little concerned about not being able to really see what was going on. This is as we first walked into the room, if you will. So we're close to the stage. We actually ended up getting really good seats. I know we were probably...
Right in the middle.
Yeah, about 15 rows back. Does that sound right? Maybe more than that.
More than that,
yeah.
I would say.
But just, you know, I bumped into Frankie Moreno there. It was kind of funny. And so
there's
great
seats.
There's
a lot of government people there.
Yeah.
Reed
was there. Not the
Bob Beers. Senator.
Bob Beer was there. I recognized some other people as well. So it was kind of a big night. And so you walked in that, you saw that photo. You could see that it's a multi-tiered room, if you will.
Venue.
Not a bad seat in the house.
Gorgeous.
Yes, yeah, it's really, really nice. The next picture is, it should be, yeah. So that's where we were at from the stage. So pretty close. You're right. It's probably more like 30 or so rows back. It felt like we were, it was just a great seat. And we bought the season pass for the four first Broadway shows. And we checked out our seat on the way out. And we think it's
going
to be pretty good. You know, it's off the floor, right up on the first little tier, which is about, I don't know, that high off the floor at the rail. And it's a beautiful seat.
Well, Jesus, you know, when we bought those tickets, I was like, oh, then we're not going to have anyone obstructing our view.
Right.
But I have to be honest, the way they have this staggered and the angle of the floor, nobody in front of you blocks your view anyway.
No.
And
they're
the
wide.
Seats are wide, and there's, you know, Jacob's a tall drink of water over there, and there's lots of leg room.
Yep.
And the seats are wide. You don't feel like you're, you know, on top of your neighbor.
Right.
Excellent.
Were you disappointed
that
it didn't have that little cup holder?
Yeah, but I kind of think that classes it down a little.
I was joking.
Oh.
I didn't think they would have the cup holder.
It would be nice.
Well, then we should tell them we demand a cup holder.
But I think it's not ideal.
Yeah, so we remember when we did the behind the scenes of that place, they said that those chairs were wide, and damn it, they were wide. They were wide, and you're right. Good seats, good angle. We could easily see the stage. The concert itself was very good. What's the other picture? Do you have any more in that venue before we walked out? Yeah, that's a look from where we were at, basically from the floor. There's one, two, three, four tiers going up as opposed to going down. Is there another one from inside there, or is the next one in the lobby? Okay, so yeah, so let's talk a little bit about Bela Fleck.
And can I just say something about the decor and the architecture? There's a lot of Art Deco influence.
Predominant Art Deco.
And also a lot of influence from the Hoover Dam.
That's right.
And
you'll see,
spectacular.
You'll see a picture that is clearly influenced from the Hoover Dam.
I'm super excited. I can't wait to go. I want to go to tons of events there.
You want to go to the dancing thing that's going
on
there. And there's it's, you know, it's it was fun.
I want to go get cultured.
Yeah, when Bela Fleck came up. It was interesting because he had mentioned that he had performed at, so the company that built this place also built a place in Nashville?
Yep.
Was it Nashville?
Yep.
They built their big performing arts place in Nashville, and he opened up that venue as well. And he said that, you know, this place is beautiful. Actually, they came back from a break and said it was, you know, the consensus was, it was great. So let's look, Bela Fleck. I found these guys. Are you guys familiar with them at all? He's a jazz banjo player, is what this guy is. And from a level of musicianship, oh, jeez, man, it's just stunning.
They're all amazing, right?
Yeah, it was just, what was so fun is I discovered him in an album called Live Art, and the person who was the harmonica player who had been away for 15 years, they've all come back. So it was the original band that I, for the album that I have, the double album that I have, was playing again, and it was just stunning. Future Man is the name of the drummer. I wish we could get a picture of him.
He's dressed as a pirate.
Yeah, he looks like a little pirate, and he does play drums, kind of, but he's known for the Drumminator, which is an instrument that he plays like this. What's that?
A drumitar,
I'm sorry. He plays it like this. It's kind of like a guitar, but it's very, very cool. So he's playing that a little bit. He plays that and the drums at the same time. That, a box and a drum and a cymbal. I mean, it's...
He invented it.
Yeah, he invented it. Very, very talented. His brother is a bass player who was a monster bass player. And then the guy whose name I forget, Levy, who played piano. Levy, who played piano and harp at the same time. They called him the man with two brains. About right. So they just crushed it. One thing I didn't like about it, they didn't allow photos. Which I think most places kind of allow that now. I guess I'm not sure if that's a practice of Bella Fleck or Bela Fleck, or if it's a practice of the Smith Center. I don't know which one it is. I always think that you should let people take pictures, because remember, take the pictures, you put it on your Facebook, it's free advertising. It was interesting that we couldn't get service in that room.
What do you mean?
In the venue, I couldn't get internet access. I couldn't get my phone to work in the
room. I still wonder if they shut that down so people's phones aren't ringing during performance.
It was weird. So we couldn't say, hey,
I think it's cool if they did.
I'm here. It's something. I don't know if it's cool, but it's
something. You can do Foursquare out in the lobby, I bet.
Yeah.
You.
Well, we did.
Did you try to log on?
I did when I got out.
And could you?
Oh, I did. I think I did it in the car as I was leaving. I forget. But so the concert was great. What I thought was interesting, and I'm not sure if this is the the clientele or not. So they played for, what about 45 minutes, Jacob?
Yeah.
They did 45 minutes, and they took a break, which worked out great. You know, I had to use the restroom. So we all take a break, and we come back, and it's, you know, it's the proverbial boom, boom, bing, bong. You hear the little tones when it's time to go back. Very classy. Felt very fancy. And we got back, and a measurable number of people weren't there anymore. Like the row behind us, probably five people behind us were gone. So I was wondering, is it normal for people to leave halfway through a show? Did they know there was more show to come? I didn't know what the thing
was. I didn't feel like that many left halfway through.
No.
I felt like most people left. There was a standing ovation.
Right, of many.
But it was after the break. And
yes.
After that standing ovation, that's when I felt like most everybody left.
Well, not most, but a lot.
Not most, but I meant the people that were leaving, I felt like most of the people that were leaving at that time.
But I was surprised that there were so few people, that even as many as who did leave left after just the first break. Because they played another, 45 minutes or so, if not more. We got out of there, 10:15 or so? It was supposed to start at 7:30, started about 7:45. So it was, you know, a long concert. It was very cool. Break was cool. I was just it was kind of weird to me that people started to dissipate as the concert kept on. I was really surprised by that, especially on opening night, especially with these guys, because they were fantastic.
See, I really felt like it was about 10 o'clock when people started bailing.
Well, maybe that was just the time. It had nothing to do with what was going on.
But that was after this break. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, I know. We took some more pictures once we got done with the concert. This is into the lobby now that we've moved into, I believe. Oh, yeah, here's a, I'm sorry, yeah, this is, we did sneak one photo in there because we're spies. So you can see standing ovation, tons of people there. It was a good time. Some more ideas of just what the place looks like. It's, again, it's very, very fancy. You can see they've got a lot of time and money and effort, and just, they just really thought it through. Second story, looking down into the main lobby. And let's just go ahead and go through the other photos as well here. Again, we're at the main lobby. This is the staircase going up to the second floor. Next one, shot of the bar. They got bars on both sides of the lobby. You know, all the fancy stuff there. And next, we've got another shot of the lobby. Like I said, a lot of people there still after the concert was over, as you expect. This is clearly a nod, a tip of the hat to Hoover Dam. Because that same, I think it's the same gal or whatever that is, what is it? Guardian Angels, is at Hoover Dam as well, which I thought was kind of a cool thing. So very Art Deco, very fancy, lots of marble, lots of fanciness, a lot of coats and suits and dresses and stuff, and it was good. We're very much looking forward to it being there. And I'm very much looking forward to the fact that they're not charging an arm and leg for this stuff. I forget what we paid for our concert, Broadway shows, but I think it was reasonable. Do you remember the price?
I think they have reasonable prices for every show.
Yeah.
It just depends on what level. But even if you're in one of those upper tiers, you know, you're right at the rail and... you know, it's something I think great for Vegas.
So. Yeah. So, thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
A++.
Yeah.
For those guys.
I think I'm going to go to a lot of stuff there.
I think we will too, and I think we're going to wrap up the show. What do you think of that?
Okay.
Thanks again to Melissa for playing Hurt. Thanks again to the live audience and to the live chat. Again, if you want to reach out to us, we would love to hear from you. Our email address is onairq@livinginlv.com. Our Twitter account is VegasVideoNTWRK. We appreciate you doing the live chat with us. And again, if you want to send us a voicemail, you can do that on our website. Just go to any single page you like. It doesn't matter which one. Click the little red link on the right side, and you're going to see me picking my nose on a video that's playing in background. Isn't that neat? So that's it. Thanks again to the outstanding Cracker Jack crew of Wayne and Jacob. Some good-looking people there. Thanks, thanks again to Wayne for caring so much about my weight. And also, finally, if you want to be adopted, you're going to send an email to friends@livinginlv.com, and we're going to put you up there. We had an email from Stuart. We're running a little short on time today, so we'll get your email, Stuart, next week. There he is, hanging out at the Kremlin. And we'll see you next time. Take care. Bye-bye. Go ahead and go. Ticket.